I'm Bill Thompson with Ion Books. On a clear mid-July evening in 1996 off the Long Island coast, TWA Flight 800 was blown out of the sky, killing 230 people. While the official explanation was a fuel tank explosion, the authors of a new book argue the real cause of the Flight 800 crash was terrorism. Jack Cashel is one of the authors of First Strike.
You know, a year or two after the crash, the New York Times would be talking about the handful of eyewitnesses, the half dozen eyewitnesses. In fact, and this is the astonishing thing, there were 750 formal FBI eyewitnesses, people about whom the FBI filed witness statements. There are obviously thousands more. Of those 750, and I've read them all, 270 saw this. And what they saw was remarkably consistent. They saw a streak of light come up off the surface. It looked like a flare or a firework. It starts arching over, and it's leaving a white, smoky contrail. It's zigzagging. It's heading out away from shore. It's picking up speed. Now I know it's not a flare. I don't know what it is. And then it culminates in this massive explosion. Meanwhile, senior FAA radar technicians out of New York at the same moment are picking up an unknown object on their screen. It merges with Flight 800, and much to their horror, Flight 800 disappears from the screen. They're the ones who raced that to Washington. I mean, that's where at 10 o'clock that night, the United States was essentially in a state of war. Now, 4 years and $40 million later, the United States government would come back and say, you know, those 750 people, optical illusion. That was what they said. The FAA radar, an unknown computer glitch, an anomaly of some sort. And for the first time in the 75-year history of commercial aviation, a plane self-destructed because of a fuel tank problem. And the astonishing thing is, we believe them.
Doesn't this require us to believe, though, that there are many good, honest, hardworking, patriotic Americans who are willing to set aside, cover up, and dismiss the truth to perpetuate this story?
That's, you know, when you look at investigations, and that's why I was always skeptical, for instance, about like Dallas and Lee Harvey Oswald. Mm-hmm. And I said, how did all those people stay silent? Mm-hmm. Well, when you get into it, and we track this day by day, what you find out is, on the civilian side, there are not three or four people who know what happened that night. There are people who know, you know, virtually everyone we talked to in the investigation know that the investigation was corrupted, but their information is compartmentalized. They don't get to see the whole picture. This is a very difficult puzzle to assemble. And our final theory is the most controversial because I think we finally solved it. It's what has put people at odds with each other, even within the dissident community. They couldn't figure it out. Navy missiles gone awry in some sort of – was it terrorist missiles? What we believe happened is this, is there was neither of those scenarios. It was rather a terrorist airplane filled with high-energy explosives sent into American airspace to take out some target, quite likely in New York, has 1,000 pounds of explosives on board. That night, as we've discovered, the highest state of military alert since the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was 2 days before the Olympics, 3 weeks after the bombing of Khobar Towers in Saudi Arabia. The day before, a threat comes in from the people who took responsibility for Khobar, warning of a spectacular attack against the United States. The military is all up and down the coast. They're looking. There's a Navy P-3 tracking this plane. The plane enters United States airspace. There's 1 minute before Flight 800 goes down, just a few miles away at 21,000 feet. There's a near mid-air collision between U.S. Air 217 and Flight 800, misses by 300 feet. That's the headline story the next day, if it were not for the blowing up of TWA 800. Well, we decided that finally, and when there's enough eyewitnesses, there's enough circumstantial evidence to lead us to believe that the United States Navy fired at that terrorist airplane, filled with explosives, and blew it out of the sky in close proximity to Flight 800. And the resulting blast is what took out Flight 800 and confused even sincere investigators as to what happened that night.
Now, the terrorists who were responsible, let me ask you this, if I'm not giving away the story, was it Al-Qaeda who was behind this?
Based on the fact that that day, Ramzi Youssef is in trial in New York City for Bojinka. Part of Bojinka plot was to take small planes, fill them with high-energy explosives, attack American targets. We know that the FBI had that information as early as January 95. We know that Clinton was reviewing that information on his desk, we have total inside source here, in the summer of 96. We know that just last week in Karachi, they apprehended half a dozen al-Qaeda suspects with a small plane, 700 pounds of explosives, and plans to fly that plane into the American consulate in Karachi. When we came across enough circumstantial evidence is before we even knew there was theoretical evidence to substantiate it. Yes, those plans were on the books. Yes, we could have and should have been much more vigilant. And yes, Al-Qaeda was certainly involved. I would not rule out state sponsorship because it happened, for one thing, on July 17th, which is Iraq National Liberation Day. I take that back. It was Iraq National Liberation Day.
Yes.
Now it's like April 9th or something. But on that time, it was July 17th, the day that Saddam's party took power.
Well, doesn't it defeat Al-Qaeda's purpose? Is it pointless for them to have downed this plane if nobody in the whole world knows it was their responsibility?
That's a good point. That day, what I would challenge the audience to do is go into CNN, July 18th, 1996, go to your Google, and put in TW-800 and then put down claims of responsibility. They were screaming. And we weren't giving them credit. They took credit. We wouldn't give it to them. Badansky, Yosef Badansky, who's the director of counterterrorism for Congress, the United States, writes 1999 in his book Bin Laden, the man who declared war on America, the most prescient bit of information I've seen. On Flight 800, he says, by floating mechanical theories and by denying the terrorists their due, we assured that the next time they struck, they would do it in such a way that no one could deny them credit. He wrote this in 1999. That's why we believe if there had been truth told about a first strike, there would not have been a second strike. There would not have been a September 11th. We would not have allowed likely Al-Qaeda suspects to be going to our flying, taking flying lessons, and we would have been much more vigilant about our skies. And why this book is critical and why it's important is because it speaks directly to the question of prior knowledge.
Jack Cashel's book, First Strike, is published by WND Books. With Eye on Books, I'm Bill Thompson.